Some stories are just too good to cut out of an interview, like the one I heard from former Negro League baseball star Buck O'Neill. O'Neill told me how his Kansas City Monarchs teammate, Satchel Paige, gave him the nickname Nancy.
We played in South Dakota. It was right near an Indian reservation. So Satchel pitched his three innings, he's finished, and a beautiful Indian maiden came in with about five kids with her. She looked like she's about 18 years old. And she came, she sat right behind our bench. And Satchel was on the bench, and Satchel would talk to a dead tree. So Satchel started talking with Nancy and playing with the kids. And they got along pretty good. And after the ball game, Satchel said, Nancy, why don't you go to have dinner with us? She said, okay. She'd like that. So we took Nancy and the kids, went and they had dinner with us, and we had a good time with Nancy and the kids. And now Satchel and Nancy are hitting it all pretty good now. So Satchel said, Nancy, this was on a Monday. He said, over the weekend, Saturday, Sunday, we're going to be in Chicago. How would you like to come to Chicago as my guest? And Nancy said, you know, Satchel, I'd like that. I have some relatives in Chicago, and I'd like that. He said, okay. So Satchel gave her whatever it took to get us to Chicago. And so that Saturday, we played our way on in Chicago. And that Saturday, we got an off day. We're sitting in the restaurant at Evans Hotel. That's where we stayed. And there's a big bay window there at the hotel. And you could look right out on the from the restaurant, look right out on the street and the front of the hotel. And so Satchel and I, we're sitting there, you know, sipping a little tea and talking. And the cab drove up. And Nancy stepped out, looking just as pretty. I said, Satchel, there's Nancy. So Satchel got the bellman and go out to the cab, got Nancy's stuff, and took Nancy on up to his room for Nancy to unpack her stuff and whatnot. And I go back, sat at the table, and it wasn't 15 minutes, another cab came up. And out steps LaHoma. LaHoma was Satchel's fiance. I said, uh-oh. So I rush out and I greeted all the homies, so good to see you. I said, Satchel just went off with some reporters, but he'll be back presently. He says, okay. So I brought in the restaurant. I said, come on, have a seat and get whatever you want. I called the waitress to take care of her. And while the waitress was taking care of her, I got the bellman. I said, you go up there and tell Satchel that LaHoma is here. And I was sleeping next door to Satchel, and next door to me was an empty room. I said, put Nancy in that empty room. He said, okay. So he's gone. He's gone about 20 minutes. Came back, gave me the signal. Everything was okay. We were staying on the second floor. Satchel goes down the fire escape. He got to walk all the way around the block, walk around the block. He's coming up the street. I say, there's Satchel down. So he rushes in and says, oh, LaHoma, what a pleasant surprise. So, oh, we sat there that night until about 11 o'clock. I said, well, we got a doubleheader tomorrow. I guess we better get in bed. He said, okay, okay. So he and LaHoma went up to the room. I go to my room. Now, I can't sleep because I know Satchel got to get to Nancy to give her some money to get to her folk and go back home. And so about an hour, Satchel's door open. I say, uh-huh, it's going down right now. Satchel goes to Nancy's door. Nancy. Nobody said anything. Nancy. Nobody said anything. Nancy! And then Satchel's door opened. When Satchel's at Nancy's door, this got to be LaHoma. I rush out in the hall. I say, Satchel, are you looking for me? He said, yes, Nancy. What time's the game tomorrow? So I've been Nancy ever since.
Tomorrow, more from Buck O'Neill on his career in baseball and the creation of a museum to honor the Negro Leagues.